Less than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL season, I've noticed an interesting trend. And this happens every year. We start to get more positive about our teams going into the NFL season. Like, training camp starts, we watch a couple of practices, we get a couple of tweets from reporters, and we're like, damn, we're going to be better than people think. And that's usually what happens as we creep closer to the start of the season. I'll start with the Jets. We'll get to the Giants, too. As a Jet fan, I envisioned 4 wins when camp began. I've watched both preseason games. There have certainly been some encouraging things. Surprisingly, their defense has looked very good if you want to take anything out of preseason and out of training camp. But at the end of the day, I have a tough time gaining the optimism that even Joe has, which is that they're going to be better than people think. I have a tough time buying that. And I think the thing I'm struggling with on the Jets side is who the head coach is and who the quarterback is.
Right.
Like, I'd love to be wrong about Aaron Glenn. I think we all do. But it is also, like, tough to sit here on August 25th and say, you know, the Jets are going to surprise people. Based on what? Like, what would I be saying that about other than I wear green and white pants? Like, what would get me to say that? And so I want this to be a great season. And again, I think the defense has probably been the most encouraging thing I've seen so far here in the preseason. And maybe David Bailey is going to be that superstar we've been waiting for. But offensively, the Jets need to be a top 12 unit if they're going to be good. And the quarterback is still Geno Smith. So I ask the Jet fans, and I'm certainly one of them, I still have a tough time getting giddy.
The problem with the Jets is that the way this has looked in the preseason is you see the reasons that Joe B starts to get positive. But if you take like the full football brain of it and look ahead to the year, you realize what the Jets are setting up for is actually the worst case scenario.
I don't do this. See, they're good, but they're not that bad.
No, they're good, the draft pick.
If you say draft pick in the first segment of this show in the middle of August when we're talking about a football season, I'm going to slap you.
Here's the thing.
What did Will Smith say? Or Chris Rock say?
Keep my name out your mouth.
Keep the Jets draft picks out your damn mouth.
But Evan, here's the truth.
What?
The Jets are not good enough to go win 7-plus games, so they're not going to be a good football team. The problem is they're not nearly as bad as the Miami Dolphins and others. So I know you don't want to hear about that, but really,
I don't want to hear about that.
Okay, but what is a 5-win season going to do for you?
Well, a 5-win season isn't any good.
Okay, but going from 3 wins to 5 wins, that's where the Jets have now taken me in the preseason. And what does that do for you? It's actually the worst thing for the franchise.
Well, I don't want them to win 3 games either. So if you're asking me what I want to win 8 games. I want to be like a contender.
But you're already admitting you can't get past the fact that Geno Smith's the quarterback. Yeah, there's encouraging things about the defense. How could you not love David Bailey? I think all this tells me, though, is the fact that this team is still going to be really bad. They're just not going to be the worst, if you're going to sign up for that, that's fine. But who the hell wants to sit through a 5-win Jets season this year?
I understand your point. It's just not some, because you're, without saying it, you're basically saying you're better off sucking so you can get a top pick. That's not my thought in the middle of August.
I want to win.
But you're not gonna. Well, I don't think they are. You don't think they are. But the beauty of a football season, really the beauty of any season, but certainly football, is that you go into a year with a little bit of hope and you're hoping to be wrong. I'm hoping that I can take clips from this show and laugh at myself come late December because the Jets won 10 games. I'd love for that to happen.
I'd laugh now at that.
No, I'm not predicting it. So you don't have to join in and be a jackass. Like, I get it. Ha ha, they won't do it. It's football. There's hope for everybody. There is.
There's no hope for the Jets.
Oh, jeez.
There's no hope for the Jets this year. Look, I know we
see, now by the end of the segment, I'm going to be the positive guy because that kind of irrational talk is stupid.
We've watched
this. There's hope for anybody. I'm just explaining why I don't think they're going to be good. But it's football. You should know better than anybody. I think it's your favorite sport. Like, there's always going to be teams that surprise. Now, I don't think it's going to be the Jets, but to just, you know, basically throw it out of hand like it has no chance, that's just stupid. And you're going to turn me within 30 seconds from being the negative guy to the guy that's going to give you hope. All because you're a manipulative.
What did
the guy call you yesterday?
A fat slob.
Jet, what did that caller call Sean yesterday?
A fat slob.
What was it?
A fat slob.
Oh, okay.
A fat slob.
He's not calling you a fat slob.
I know. He could,
He's
too. It's fine.
He's quoting a caller. That's all he's doing.
Both my kids called me a fat slob the moment I walked through the door.
A fat slob.
No, Evan, look, I'm not trying to rain on the whole parade because that's just
There is no parade. I don't think they're good. I just don't like releasing out of hand that they've got no chance
of being good. The Jets have no chance to be a competitive team.
Of course they have a chance.
Here's the truth. This last preseason,
I'm arguing out of both sides of my mouth because you can't just say
no chance.
They're likely to be bad, which is how I feel.
Yeah,
you've got to release it out of hand like there's no chance.
Oh yeah, you fat slob.
Evan, the way you presented the positivity about this preseason exists, but where are we coming from in expectations? That's what I'm trying to get to you. We're not going from, we think this is going to be one of the three worst teams in football to, hey, they're pretty positive now, maybe they'll surprise. They still have no chance of being a good football team.
Well, here's how they can be a good team. I'll explain it to you.
All right.
They have, and the quarterback is the big, big question. They've got the tools. They've got the tools with their offensive line and with Garrett Wilson as a healthy number one wide receiver and even some of the guys behind him, like A.D. Mitchell, who has flashed since the Jets got him in the Sauce trade. And obviously, Omar Cooper as a rookie making a big impact. The tight end room is very deep. And despite the injury to Breece Hall, they should be able to run the football incredibly well. They've got the layout to have a really good offense. The problem is, what's the quarterback? Is it the guy from 2-3 years ago who's a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback for Seattle? Is he the guy from last year that led the tank in Las Vegas despite the Raiders not having those weapons I just laid out? They have the possibilities, and really this is how they'd have a good season. I'm laying it out for you. Is they'd score a lot of points. And that's not something I'm used to because the Jets haven't done it in a decade. Like, they've been a bottom five offense basically year after year after year. But one would have to admit, if we're at least trying to be intellectually honest, they've got the pieces on offense to be good. The question is, can this quarterback at this stage of his career put together the right kind of leadership? Can he stay healthy? Can he avoid the dumbass mistake? And if all that happens and the quarterback can play the way he played, let's say 3 years ago with Seattle, this could be a top half of the league offense. And if they're a top half of the league offense, then they're not awful. Then they've got a chance. That's kind of the layouts for how they can be good. My concerns about all that, while I have a lot of confidence in the wide receiver room, even after Garrett Wilson, because of the potential and the talent of a guy like A.D. Mitchell, and the tight end room, despite the fact that Kenyon Sadiq has been a non-impact so far in camp, the running back room has a chance to be really, really good. Yep. The problem is I don't have faith in the quarterback.
Yep.
But those are the pieces that can be laid out on how they can be a competitive, fun football team. So to say and kind of just out of hand dismiss the idea of how they could be good is not being fair. I'm telling you I don't think they're going to be good, but to just dismiss it like there's no chance. I mean, come on. It sounds like you've watched football for 5 minutes and you should know better.
No, it's because I've watched football my whole life and I know what Geno Smith is and...
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Three years ago, he was a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback.
We have gotten so way out of hand with the Geno Smith belief. It's 3 years ago. 2 years ago, his second half in Seattle, he started to turn the ball over like crazy, reverted back to the Geno Smith he's always been, and then last year he arrives with the Raiders, and we have cooked up what has now become one of the most extremely lazy narratives around Geno Smith, which is, well, it was just the Raiders' offensive line last year. No, the year before in Seattle, he fell apart towards the stretch run, so much so that Seattle knew for their team they needed to move on to Sam Darnold. They won a Super Bowl the next year. Geno Smith can't be good. Now he
he can't say that, though, because three years ago he was.
3 years ago?
Yeah. Like, I'm not expecting him to be good, but again, the dismissal out of hand is where you lose any kind of argument. I don't think he's going to be good, but 3 years ago he was a Pro Bowler. Like, you're acting like that didn't happen. Or it doesn't count.
3 years ago, we were coming off a Giants playoff year and thought Brian Daboll was the best coach in the world.
Like, I understand. That has nothing to do with that.
Things change in 3 years. It's not 3 years ago. Geno Smith had a 2.5, 3-year blip where he righted the ship and he should not apologize for it. Expecting Geno Smith to be Geno Smith of 2023 and 2026 is nonsense.
All right, I'm going to say this again. I'm going to say it very slowly.
No chance.
Very slowly. I don't expect that to happen. But to dismiss it and say no chance is not fair.
No, it is fair.
It's not. The guy was a Pro Bowler three years ago. And now you're telling me there's no chance
here
he could match what he did in 2022 or 2023? Yeah, that doesn't seem like a fair opinion.
First of all, Seattle was a better team than the Jets are overall.
I understand.
Which helps support it.
Well, Seattle won 10 games. I'm not suggesting the Jets are going to win 10 games.
Evan, we like the rise in young players. I love the Jets' offensive line. I love Garrett Wilson. I love Breece Hall and Allen as well.
Stop right there. If you believe that, if you just believe that, hey, I love the wide receiver room. I love the offensive line.
I love the room. I love one wide receiver.
Okay, but you said you love a lot of stuff. Well, then they obviously have the capabilities of being pretty good.
No, they don't.
On offense.
A lot on offense? Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I haven't even gotten to the defense.
Who is the most important player on offense?
Well, it's the quarterback.
It doesn't matter what they have when Geno Smith's their quarterback. And here's why. Because for all the talk about the defense being on the rise and Aaron Glenn taking the reins and David Bailey and everything, that defense is still one gigantic, massive unknown. And inevitably...
I agree. I don't trust the defense. No, and this is why I don't think they're going to be a good team. I think you're not, you know, you're not getting the point.
No, you're not getting the
point. You're dismissing it out of hand like it has no... why bother watching the season? That's basically what you're saying to me and every Jet fan.
Let me finish for a second. We know how football works. Take yourself out of August brain. The Jets defense... Listen, September, football is kooky. They could beat the Titans or whatever.
Sure.
They're going to inevitably, in the second half, be trailing in a lot of games. They just are. They're going to try to do the run the ball a bunch, but even the best teams that run the ball maybe 55% of the time. You still got to throw the ball on, okay? To do that and then try to come back into games, Geno Smith is going to start winging it all over the place, and he's going to turn the ball over a lot in the second half of games, and implosions are going to happen, and you're going to be here in October and November, and you're going to be talking about, I can't believe that we went into a season with Geno Smith as the quarterback, and all of that development that you're talking about, those guys that you want to be positive about, yeah, every bad team has a couple good players. They're going to be a bad football team because the quarterback will not allow them to be a good football team.
But you know what's funny about that? Like, and again, not high on Geno Smith at all, was not the guy I wanted them to bring in. When you look at the quarterback play they've gotten last season, wouldn't you at least have to admit, I'm going to try to find common ground. That's my new thing in life. I'm going to find a little bit of common ground, a little tiny bit of common ground. Would you not admit that Geno Smith, despite what you think he was with the Raiders last year, and that was bad, or how overrated he was with the Seahawks for the 3 years that he was the starter, would you not admit that the quarterback play should be better than what they got last year out of Justin Fields, Brady Cook, and Tyrod Taylor?
Do you think
it's an upgrade?
Well, yeah, because Geno Smith can actually complete some passes.
Okay, common ground. Is he better? Would you even say he's significantly better than the quarterback play they got last year? Would you go that far to say it's significantly better?
I can't say significant because it's a different kind of bad. I think the turnovers are going to be there, and that's a different kind
of
bad.
And Justin Fields didn't turn the ball over. Right. I agree with you on that.
It's a different way to lose and be a mess at quarterback.
I think that the play overall, and you've got to balance those things because turnovers are bad. Not all turnovers are created equal, but turnovers are bad, no doubt about it. I would say that based on what we saw from Justin Fields from week two on and what we saw from Brady Cook, I almost forget that he quarterbacked this team for a bunch of weeks, I think that they will get better quarterback play this season than they got last season. Is that saying a lot? No.
No.
But it's better. And then you also look at, well, what's the ceiling on this veteran quarterback that they have? And as much as you like to dismiss it, the ceiling was in 2022, he threw 30 touchdown passes. Like, there is a ceiling with this guy, which is where I try to daydream and have hope that this season can go better than I think. You can't dismiss it out of hand. You just can't.
Absolutely.
I don't even think you could do it with any team in the NFL, no.
Yes,
let alone a team with as much talent that the Jets possess on offense.
That is such nonsense.
How is that nonsense? And you're talking to a guy who, again, doesn't think the Jets are going to be great this year. I'm just trying to talk myself into believing because it's a long season. Why not?
Listen, Evan, every year people cling on to, hey, look, that team surprised me. They surpassed expectations.
Well, because it's true.
But overwhelmingly, everybody, while saying that, forgets that there's four or five teams in football every year that you know have no shot at having good seasons. And generally speaking, those are like hitting at a 99%
clip. Generally speaking, yes. But not always. Like, there's always going to be a team. And maybe it's not the Jets this year. Probably won't be.
Jets, Dolphins, Cardinals, Browns all have zero shot at anything this
year. You can't say that.
I can say that, and I did. They have no shot.
I'm surprised that someone who claims to be a football fan knows so little about it.
I'm surprised.
Don't turn my attack on you into an attack on me.
I'm surprised that you watch football as much as you do, and you're that blinded by a drive versus the Pittsburgh Steelers and Geno Smith.
I'm not.
The team stinks.
I've said nothing about the drive against the Steelers. The only thing I've said about Geno was that he had success 3 years ago at Seattle. I never once mentioned the unbelievable, sexy drive he had against the Steeler defense. You brought that up, not I. All I said is that 3 years ago, whether we like it or not, and that was a stunner too when Geno emerged as a capable starting quarterback at age 32 after bouncing around the league and being a backup. That was one of the great surprises. I'm just saying that he has that on his resume. I never cited the drive against the Steelers, so please, Judge Connor, can you strike that from the record?
I'm done playing.
He brought that up. I didn't say anything.
I'm done playing the semantics game with you, Evan. You want to tell me there's no chance? Then give me the percentage.
Of that, they win eight games?
Yeah.
You want to use that number?
Yeah.
20%.
That is a hot 20.
I think there's a 20% chance.
Look at their schedule. They may not win a game the first seven.
First of all, you don't have to scream at me. I'll lay out how that percentage can happen.
I don't want to call your name, but what are you, an idiot?
First of all, I think...
8 games at 20%. What?
I can't win. I said I think they're a 4-win team.
But even
and then
20%,
you said, well, what's the percentage that they're not?
Ivan, because if you came back to me and said, look, you're probably going to be right. It's probably like 5%. I could have the conversation. 20% is a big number.
20% is not a big number. I'm basically telling you...
28 games?
I'm telling you there's an 80% chance they suck. And you're like, that's not high enough. I mean, Jesus.
It's not high enough.
You're such a Jet hater that even when I'm dismissing my team, it's like, yeah, you don't think they're good, but you don't think they're good enough. I mean, come on, man.
I love how I get labeled that, too. I'm a Jet hater. As if every Jet fan, the moment they signed Geno Smith, wasn't thinking the same thing.
I don't like the signing of Geno Smith. I didn't want to sign Geno Smith. I don't have a lot of faith in Geno Smith. I think it's one of the first things I said.
Yeah. It's a quarterback league.
Okay, I said all that.
They don't have one.
I said all that. All I'm merely responding to you with is you can't tell me there's no chance he has success when 3 years ago he did. That's what I mean by I think the Jets will be bad this year, but for you it's not enough. I've got to go further and tell you there's 0% chance. Like I gotta go like blow it up like you did yesterday with Lombard going to the Hall of Fame. Like I don't think they're going to be good.
But Tommy DeVito was good 3 years ago. What would the Jets ceiling be with him? We're going based on what everybody was 3 years ago.
What did Tommy DeVito make the Pro Bowl? Did Tommy DeVito
make the Pro Bowl? Shedeur Sanders made the Pro Bowl last year. He's not even starting this year. Make the Pro Bowl.
But Geno earned it. He led the league in completion percentage. He threw 30 touchdown passes. Like, did Tommy DeVito ever do that? That's a horrible comp. No. Come on, man. You want to apologize for that one?
I cannot believe that you're using a 2-year sample size that now is so long ago.
I'm not. I'm saying he's got a chance to see. Connor, you're a Jet fan. Do you know he's mentally abusing me right now?
What did
the Seahawks do? And he said they have a 20% chance to win 8 games. It's not like he said 20% chance to win 15 games. 8 games is not that much.
I have a better percent chance of winning the lottery in the next 2 years than the Jets have
to
winning
win 8 games.
Yes!
They play the Dolphins twice. They play the Browns. They play the Raiders.
Do you know what the Dolphins, Browns, and Raiders are thinking on their schedule? The Jets, that's our one winnable
game.
You're
right, but again, Sean, as Connor said... We said 20%.
20% is a high number for that team. To win 8 games?
The Titans is a winnable game.
You guys are nuts.
No, you're right. And by the way, the Titans already look at the Jets as, oh, that's a win. And I'm sure the Dolphins feel the same way. You're 1,000% right about that.
Oh, my God. But the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Bills twice, the Patriots twice, the Vikings. This team isn't winning.
Patriots might be a little bit overrated.
I agree with you. I think it's some
Cardinals are on there, too. They kind of stink.
The Raiders. Who knows who's starting?
You play the AFC West. Guys, I understand it's about hope. Here's the thing. The Jets' day is coming. And it's going to come in the next year, the year after. We know that at this time next year, we are talking about a Jets young quarterback and their new head coach. We all know that. So I know you don't want to hit the fast forward button because life is fleets. But don't be disingenuous. 20% chance to win 8 games? They got no shot at winning.
If you give me 5 minutes, I will easily find you 8 wins. All right? And I'm not doing this nefariously.
Good.
I'm going to find you 8 wins.
You know what? In the honor in honor of the 40th anniversary of WFAN existing next year, let's go. We'll play the win-loss game.
No, I'm just going to find you 8 wins. I don't know where those 8 wins are, but I'm going to find them.
Find them.
And if I can't find them, I'll call someone in Georgia and say, can you find me 8 wins, please?
Oh,
I'm going to find them for you.
Some hanging Chad Pennington?
We'll also get to the Giants coming up, 888-808-1019, and the return of Malik Nabers. He may be ready for week 1.